Joe.
Yeah, what?
If you were a pizza, now bear with me.
Okay.
Which one of the four new Goodfellas New York style range would you be?
I'd be the ultimate four cheese. Sophisticated, layered, a bit salty.
You're more like the fully loaded pepperoni you are. Intense, and you can bring people out in a sweat. Oh, do you like that? But look, whichever one you are, these pizzas are the business for a family night in. Goodfellas New York style range is basically the Big Apple in a box.
It's true. It won Product of the Year 2026 for a reason. Whether it's the fully loaded pepperoni, ultimate four cheese, or the sweet and smoky barbecue chicken. Any of the three varieties, Darren. They're elite.
So get out there and pick them up in the freezer aisle or online across all major supermarkets. And remember, Joe, there's good and then there's Goodfellas good. Like Goodfellas good.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of O's, Darren.
It is.
It's a lot of O's.
Goodfellas.
Good. Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Alright, what's happening, everyone? We're just on the bus.
Ole, 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 ole.
That could mean a lot of things when this goes out.
True. True enough.
Because we're recording this on the day of the match.
You think Ole would send us off to Prague?
I know, yeah. They have the money, like.
Fucking hell. Can we... It's too late now, isn't it?
A bit late.
No, it's not.
You could have asked earlier.
How long is the flight?
3 hours? I don't know.
It's still time.
No, it's not.
Get second half.
Do you know how much tickets... I was going to go to Prague. I was looking at flights to Prague last week because I was going to go.
Much?
They're like 500 quid plus... But next week, they're going to be 80 quid. Like, they just ramped the price up because of the Ireland match.
Yeah. And we'd pay it as well.
Oh, you would. Well, some of us did. Some people were coming back from Australia and all, quitting their jobs.
I'm jealous of everyone that was is over there.
Oh, so am I.
Just seeing all that buzz. And I wouldn't normally be into all that, but like, I felt I was missing out.
Man, there's people that you see on Instagram and they're going over and I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. You don't deserve that. You do not deserve that. Why am I not there?
Tag them.
Why am I not there?
Say it on Instagram and tag them.
Why am I not in Prague right now, for fuck's sake?
Yeah.
And you're there, they're reading cartwheels. Name three players.
Give us a name.
Name three players.
Who's over there? Give us a name.
Fucking Denise.
Who?
I don't know, I just made up a name.
Give us a real name. Who are you annoyed at?
Denise is a real name.
Let us know. Tell us.
Fucking.
Throw them under the bus. Go on.
No, it's a load of bollocks. A load of bollocks.
Game job.
Toy Clement, is it?
Huss. Fucking Toy Clement. No, money messing. He's into football, at least. I know that much.
Yeah.
But there's other people that are not into football. And they're going.
They're just going for the drink.
It's not fair. It's not fucking. It's not fucking.
Imagine you cried like that. Imagine he cried like that. I wouldn't talk to him. Oh, look, stop, Joe. You're making the show of us crying like that.
Oh, you want to go to Prague?
Imagine being a fully grown man crying like that. Over your takeaway being late. Your delivery.
I've never been more jealous. Chris, Josie's over there, Troy Parrott's uncle. And I'm texting, he's sent me pictures and stuff like that. And I'm saying to him, like, just lie to me. Tell me it's shit. Tell me you're having the worst time ever. And he's like, it's crap. And I'm like, oh, that's exactly what I want to hear.
But then you know it's good. Because you asked him to say it's crap.
I know. But it's like, you know,
I'd say it's unbelievable.
Would you? What if you lose?
But then, it's just, you had a great build-up. It was a great build-up. The hope was great. But who knows when this goes out. I'm going to, let's get into this episode.
Yeah, let's go for it. Yeah.
You two barged in here. And you're very welcome to the TBX recording a few minutes ago.
Chaotic.
And the lads asked you, because there's talk of a possible stall-up versus talking bollocks quiz. over on their podcast, they asked you what your specialist subject could be. I don't know what you said, but yours should be either, actually no, it should be ads.
Ads?
I've never known anyone with such an encyclopedic knowledge of ads.
Is that ever a subject?
Can be if you want to.
It's up to you.
Ads?
Hmm.
Like poo at Paul's and all?
You are. Jesus Christ.
Let us know in the comments if you thought that was funny last week.
What's your favourite ad?
My favourite ad? Ever? Oh, it's so many. Probably the one for Beyblades when I was a kid. It made me want some Beyblades in the little arena, little plastic arena.
The
lads playing it looked like they were having a ball. So I'm going to need to get me some Beyblades.
Water guns were good too.
Super Soaker lads were very good back then.
Oh, yeah.
Or the wrestling rings, the Titantrons and stuff. You could be The Rock. It's like, if you smell, and you're like, oh, I'm getting that.
And then you get it, and it's like, you cannot hear what it is at all.
It's
crap.
The Titantron was under the in the bat.
Mm. What about ads that weren't for toys?
pretty shit. All of them, other than that, pretty shit.
I love the Road Safety Authority ads. They don't do them anymore.
Shall I tell you about my life? Is that? Maybe that's just normal people.
I think it was very informative, them ads.
Yeah, are people actually talking about they need to bring them back?
Oh, what?
Because the road
is the one where the guy has blood all over him, all over his hands and his top, but like only he know, like he doesn't know he has the, like the viewer only knows that the blood is on him.
But I think they've toned them down, haven't they?
That's not pretty fucking funny.
What the fuck?
The one where it's like body to body, funky to funky, and your man's like floating, it's in slow motion, and your man's floating around and he's like knocking his head off everyone in really slow motion like it's a fucking pinball machine. It's very fake and it's kind of funny. And everyone was doing the faces. Everyone, no? They were funny.
No.
And then at the end, they said the guy without the seatbelt on the damage. It was, even the Samantha Mumba song, like it would... They got better, all right? The one, shall I tell you about my life? That was very sad. And it was sad, you know, the car flipped over the garden. It looked real and there was a child involved in it and it was horrific. That was shocking and it was impactful. However, the Samantha Mumba one was kind of funny. It was kind of funny.
What one was the Samantha Mumba one?
The fella in the back is forgetting to put your seatbelt on and then they all take off and then you go into a car crash. And because your man's playing with the radio. And
then they turn the corner.
And then they turn the corner and they crash it and then it goes into slow motion and your man comes out of his seat and he's floating around the car like it's the International Space Station.
But that's what happens.
It's not what happens.
In slow motion.
He knocked into everyone.
If it was in normal motion, it'll just look horrific.
No, it was kind of funny. It was kind of funny.
Do you remember, I think it was an ad, but like it was like a foreign ad. But it was like a car going across mountains, but at the end, this like zombie woman popped up and scared you. It was like a meme video thing back in the day. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, there wasn't
relaxing
an ad.
Relaxing car drive or something like that was called.
It was just a funny video.
I think that was an ad.
Was it?
And it was a band ad.
Oh, I don't know.
This was scaring all the kids.
A band ad?
I think Mammy should get that car. And then, boom.
I think it was just a YouTube video, man.
Was it? Yeah, probably.
Not everything's an ad.
Do you know what was a good ad? The Scary Maze game.
Crinkle. Hunky Dories.
Underrated. That's a good ad. That's a good ad. If I wasn't involved in that, I'd still say it's a good ad.
Yeah.
Very clever, like. No.
Some of the classics, the Guinness ad. The dancing one, yeah.
That one?
Yeah, did it. And the...
Where Michael Fassbender swims to America.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favourites was, what was it? I mean, Guinness do the best ads. Guinness do the Christmas ad.
Don't forget to turn the lights off, yeah. Shut up.
Mind your own fucking business. I'll turn them off.
Waste me electricity if I want.
They're only LED lights. Fuck off.
your electric Ireland is beeping there. And what? I'll stick a letter go into the minus. Minus 20 and then I'll fucking sit there in the dark and do what I want.
You mind your own fucking business.
Does your electricity beep like that? Do you top her up or is it monthly bill?
It's a monthly bill.
Yeah, we have a top up and like it's just, I feel like you top her up all the time and it's always running out. Like, you put like 50 quid in it and it starts beeping, saying minus, zero, like zero, basically minus. Like.
It's because you're leaving the giant TV on for Frank to watch Sky Sports News all day.
And it's also the total tank, like, yeah, being on from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
They're hot
and
lights.
Sometimes you forget to turn them off at 6.
They're hot
and
lights.
They're on till about 11.
Yeah.
What happens to the little turtle?
It loves it.
A little tan. He's like, all year, day round tan.
What season is it? I thought it was winter.
I used to like, do you remember Red Bull first came out and you had to be over 18 to buy it?
Mm-hmm. I used to be crying to my man on holidays and all for a can of Red Bull.
That was a big thing, wasn't it? Red Bull.
Yeah.
It was like illicit contraband.
Yeah.
When you were a kid.
Yeah.
So like, not alcohol, but you have to be over 18. Class. I want that.
But like, adults didn't drink it. So it was almost more out of reach. You didn't know anybody who drank it. It was just there. You weren't allowed to have it. You didn't know anyone who did have it.
Looking at it like that.
I want it.
Gives a bit of that.
But the ads weren't interesting because they were like cartoons.
Mm. They still are, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They still are. I don't think they say...
they don't say Red Bull gives you wings.
Because people were jumping off buildings and all that or something. Was that
Maybe they didn't, but like they're probably like, just in case we'll change it.
I think there was,
maybe that didn't happen, Joe.
On a technicality, Red Bull doesn't give you wings, so they can't say that.
But it says wing. Like,
nothing like, gives you wings. So.
Well, I know, so you couldn't say that anyway, but that wasn't a rule until recently.
No.
It's false advertising. It's a European thing, so they had to change it. So now they legally can't say Red Bull gives you wings.
Because somebody might think it's going to give them wings. If you said this washing machine travels through time,
I'd be like, hell, you can't,
because...
You can't because it's a lie. Someone
Power City.
Because it's a lie. Literally. And that's the reason why Carlsberg is probably the best drink in the world.
Which is probably the best marketing.
Because you can't say it is.
That's brilliant. Probably the best lager in the world. I think that's brilliant.
Prove me wrong. Brilliant, like.
Brilliant. What was that Carlsberg ad where it was your man has the dream, Ireland win the World Cup? That was a popular one. Wasn't it Jason McAteer scores the winning goal or something like that?
I don't remember that one.
I think Dunphy was in it.
Oh, I don't know, but football,
showing your age,
the World Cup one, the Brazil one.
In the airport?
In the airport.
That might
be the one in
the
cage.
Oh, la di ai o. Oba, oba, oba. Deschi manta. And that's Ronaldinho.
All the
Ronaldo.
Boys. Yeah, no, they all weren't there in the same day, though.
I think Nike had a period there where they might have been doing the best ads going. The cage.
Yeah.
The airport.
Yep. He goes left. Du-du-du-du. He goes right.
That was
Papa
like
Papa loves Mambo. Du-du-du-du. Remember that one?
Was that
Mambo
the cage?
Loves Papa. What about the meteor?
It would
ad?
Have been Pepsi, was it?
Do you remember the meteor ad? And it's all romantic. I know I stand in line until you have the time.
Oh.
It's real romantic. And then he goes outside and he goes, "Hello." She gives him the fucking number, and he's like, "Oh, hello, it's me, the guy from the bar."
Yeah.
Like Jesus. Oh, what an insult to country people.
Yeah, they deserve it though.
What an insult to country people.
They deserve it.
It's just like making fun of how they sound.
Do you think kids have any kind of excitement on the level of, like, say that France 98 ad? I remember when that came on, people would be leaning out the front window, roaring down the street, like, it's on!
What, for an ad on the telly?
Yeah, because you didn't know when it was going to be on. Everyone
it's on YouTube.
This is pre-2006.
Yeah. Before on-demand everything.
Something on the internet somewhere.
Back when you had to wait, and waiting meant you got that satisfaction and joy of when you found it.
Imagine being leaving a pub drunk, looking for a lift off someone, and you had to go to a payphone. You give it a lift. Hang on, I'll put more money in. Just the thoughts of that, like.
Well, you wouldn't go anywhere. You wouldn't, like, that's what the local was. Like, everyone went to the local pub because they could fall home.
For the best, like.
You're not going to get a taxi back.
Hope someone's down there that you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully our mate's down there. There's no way of contacting them, like. Until you see it. You might have seen them on Tuesday. They're like, I'll be there on Saturday at 6. You better be there. But they might not want to go.
They were there every day. People would go to the pub, people around my area, it's different now, it's changed, but people would go to the pub every day. It was so cheap. It was literally like just going around to someone's house, like it was like, oh, I'll go around there, and like, instead of getting a few
the way you just go to someone's house for tea.
Yeah.
It's like, just go to the pub.
Yeah.
It's like 10 cent a point.
And there was no shame or embarrassment about it because everyone else was doing it.
Is there a shame and embarrassment now though?
I think so, yeah. 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 People would like judge it and... I think it's because this sounds like, I think we should bring back alcoholism. But it's like people portray such a healthy lifestyle on social media and stuff like that, that if you live outside that kind of picture, then there's a fear that you'd be looked down on. And like, you know, whatever.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Get the rustling out of the way.
Yeah.
You're a big hung guy.
I haven't eaten lunch.
I seen you eating a fucking sandwich outside.
What was I going to ask you? Oh yeah, I want to know if you've kind of had any new discoveries or learnings, or any if you've stumbled across any new knowledge in the couple of weeks since I've seen you.
Water is new wet knowledge.
Well, he might come in with like water's not actually wet and it's just a big conspiracy.
Well, it's not technically, it's not wet.
Oh, I think you're on something there actually. Yeah, that is a thing.
Water's not wet?
No.
Talk amongst yourselves.
You Christ. Water's not wet.
Not wet.
Well, gosh, water's wet. What are you talking about?
It's hard.
Ice? Like ice?
Depends what way it's... Yeah, like ice, yeah.
Ah, right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, not really.
Ah. I'm just making things up now.
Is water wet? Scientists disagree.
Well, scientists are stupid.
Well, this is from the BBC, Joe. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Oh.
And
the BBC.
Dr. Emma Davies. Is water actually wet? Requires some philosophical thinking. It all depends on how you define wetness.
Is this going to go down to quantum physics and how water never actually touches your skin or something like that?
If water's on you, you're wet. On your clothes, it's wet clothes.
But water is never on you. Is that what they're saying?
No.
It would be on you, If you put your hand in a glass of water, is it wet?
They're saying wetness, some scientists say wetness is a liquid's ability to maintain contact with a solid surface. That means the water itself isn't wet.
It makes the surface,
the other thing, wet. So it makes your coat
That's
wet.
A good shout, that one.
There's a lot of inappropriate jokes I want to make now, but I won't.
I'm too old for that.
But I won't.
Don't be childish now.
I won't. I'm not going to be.
Because if you say it, you'll regret it.
Be funny though if I did say it.
Don't say it.
In a different environment, it'd be funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but not on this podcast.
Like in a pub or something.
Yeah, with the lads.
Yeah.
A less refined environment than the Stoller podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
We all let a bit loose.
Everyone listening knows that there was potential for a funny joke there. They're probably saying it themselves.
I think we...
Let them say it to themselves. They know what it was.
Lads, two comedians on a podcast and you're talking about people not being wet and they're not going to say it. They're not going to go
there.
It's
the surface that's wet.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm curious now if that... Yep. Yeah.
I know what the joke you're going to do.
Okay, good.
I know it.
Good. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not saying it though. You fucking... I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that joke. Yeah. So scientists say that you can't be wet.
They disagree. No. It all depends on how you define wetness. Wet. Let's move on from the wetness. What does it rain on Neptune, Uranus and Saturn?
Say that again.
What is rain, speaking of wetness and water and so on, which we have here, our rain is made of water, on Neptune, Uranus and Saturn, what's their rain made of? I say there, like there's
anyone acid.
There. Acid. No.
Ice.
No, you're probably getting closer than acid. See, you're going the wrong direction. Think more solid.
Hailstones.
More solid.
Bricks.
More solid. Not stones. Bricks. Manufactured bricks.
House bricks.
Imagine you were just in your car and a load of bricks start falling from the sky. And then you turned on the news and it just like a big bulletin came up saying, we don't know what's going on, but there's loads of bricks falling from the sky. Stay in your house.
Diamonds.
Yes.
Is it diamonds?
It's diamonds.
Real diamonds. Mm-hmm. Worth a few quid, diamonds?
Well, I'd say worth a lot. If you can bring back some Saturn diamonds, you're doing pretty well.
I'm going up there with a bucket. Catch them all.
That'd be nice. I'm going up there with a bucket.
Could you picture me up there?
Like that. Tongue out.
Oh. In a tracksuit. And a hat.
Diamonds. Wouldn't that be lovely? Is that because the pressure up there is so intense?
Yes, it is, Joe.
Is it?
Mm.
Is it though?
Quite intense. You wouldn't last.
You had a pop.
Me and Moira are on two completely different wavelengths and like when we're watching stuff on the TV, so we've said, right, tonight you watch something, tomorrow I watch something. In fairness, it kind of works out for me because when it's her turn, she wants to watch shit like 90 Day Fiancé, and I roll my eyes at it. But really,
I was going to say, I thought that would have been your choice. You'd be on the reality TV.
I love it.
Bad reality TV.
Is it
specifically bad American reality TV?
I
think they've all been that, haven't they?
Yeah, it's all TLC TV shows, like whatever, like Breaking Amish or... Yeah, 90 Day Fiancé, Seeking Sister Wives, whatever it might be. So I love all that trash.
What do you get to watch?
So last night I watched a documentary on, I think it was like Amazon Prime, and it was a PBS documentary, like a public broadcast service documentary in America, which means the production quality's, it's pretty high for Irish standards, but pretty low for American standards. But it was a documentary about uranium, and I'm really intrigued by uranium.
Tell us more.
Well, the way it was discovered was in Czech Republic, or Czechoslovakia. In like a, they were mining for silver, and then they came across this glowing rock behind the silver. And in the rock, there was uranium. And from that, they were trying to study it. Marie Curie, I think we briefly talked about it before. You said that she was making glass out of this uranium, and then people were drinking from the glass and then obviously dying.
Wow.
It was just really, I find it really interesting because it broke it down. Like, I genuinely didn't know how an atomic bomb was made. Like,
I never,
I doubt many people do.
I don't think about it.
You don't think about it?
How it's made? No. What, how is it made?
Well, they split an atom, but I always wonder, like, how did they split an atom in half?
Or who decided to do that?
Well, that's
why. Firstly, like,
it was because of the Nazis. So, Marie Curie discovered uranium. Well, it was one of the people who discovered it, and then they were kind of flaunting it and showing it around. And then World War II happened. And then there was one scientist who was studying uranium, and he realised, this is a German scientist, he realised that the molecule, the atom of the molecule in uranium, had like 256 neutrons and protons all stuck together. Right. They're like little balls that are forced together by just the laws of nature. But that's a lot. That's a lot of little balls to be stuck together. Because like oxygen is just like two protons, and water is just like, or hydrogen is just one. So this has 256 of them, so it's a little bit more
chaotic.
Exactly, yeah, it's a little bit more chaotic. So if you shoot a neutron into that, it disrupts it so much that it splits it in half. And when that's when the atom splits in half, like three different neutrons come out of that. And so if you can do that in an enclosed space with uranium, where there's billions of pieces, where there's billions of molecules, those neutrons will go into other atoms, and they'll split up, and then they'll split up, and they'll split up. And that will create so much energy, it will create what we know as the atomic bomb. So that was the thinking behind it. And it's literally how, and that's literally how it's done. That's how it's done.
Now, but that was just a theory. He is completely
so Einstein
lost over there.
I'm just listening to it because I have nothing to say because I didn't know about it. Like, you know.
So E equals MC squared, which is Albert Einstein's
I know that.
Theory. So he's
don't upset the scientists to listen. We know scientists listen.
Right, I won't. But E equals MC squared.
These are not the views of podcast.
This is probably boring as fuck.
It's not.
Energy is equal to movement, and the C is splitting. Movement and splitting, or something like that. And that's squared. So if you can do that twice, it creates a lot of energy. So the atomic bomb is literally E equals MC squared. Albert Einstein's theory. And they moved, because they were, Albert Einstein and this other fellow was Jewish, they moved to America, and they said that they think the Nazis are working on a bomb using this technique.
Okay.
So then the Americans said, well, we are going to put, at the time, $2 billion, which I don't know how many billions of dollars that would be now in today's money.
Yeah.
That was a lot back in the 1940s. And they done all of these studies to create the atomic bomb. And I briefly touched on it in last week's episode where they created a whole village in New Mexico and nobody could get in, nobody could get out. And it was just like, the scientists are here and that's it. And it was all top secret. And then the Russians and Americans beat the Nazis. And they discovered the Nazis were not working on an atomic bomb. So Albert Einstein and the boys said, please stop this study. But they've already put $2 billion into it. And then they had their atomic bomb. And then they didn't know how it would affect the people when they launched it.
Yeah.
They knew how spectacular the explosion was because they done that in test sites in America and stuff like that. But then they bombed Hiroshima and then Nagasaki with the atomic bomb. And now we use uranium for energy, which is incredibly clean.
Some change.
Well, we also have atomic bombs at the same time, but...
Mm. We should do a little deep dive on that someday. Nuclear war. Very interesting.
Or just nuclear energy in general.
He just done the whole thing there.
That was the science point, how they make it. But like how they developed it and then how they hide them and all that stuff. And what would happen if somebody... If, for instance, you had a slightly unstable, emotional person in charge of lots of nuclear weapons.
Someone just pure...
What might happen to the world in about 7
Someone
minutes.
That's like really unhinged, like...
Yeah. Reacts so badly
looking
to...
Looking at it every day.
Perceived disrespect.
Every
Very impulsive...
Day.
Emotionally,
I'm gonna press that. I'm gonna press that tomorrow.
All right, Darren.
They just don't.
To thank you for sitting through that lecture on.
Why did you say that as if it was a chore?
Was it? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got this for you anyway.
Yeah, it's something I didn't know.
The same with a hydrogen bomb. A hydrogen bomb is the same, but the atom in the middle doesn't have as many molecules attached.
Where are they getting them all from?
They're just little fucking freaky geeky scientists. All these fucking dorks.
What's the story like?
Like Robert Oppenheimer.
You didn't like Oppenheimer, did you?
Huh?
You didn't like the film Oppenheimer.
No, I thought it was incredibly boring.
I didn't see it.
Indulgent and. I didn't like it, and I thought it was very long and indulgent. But your man Robert Oppenheimer was a little fucking weirdo as well. And you're just like, why him? Like, why this guy?
Why Cillian Murphy?
Well, not Cillian Murphy. Fucking
the real
Robert, the real Robert Oppenheimer. Like, he's such an odd person. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, the amount of... Like, when the... Oh, you should do a deep dive on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the fallout. Like, the... When I said everyone knew how big the explosion was going to be... But it was the weeks and months after of the radiation poisoning, the effects that it had on people's bodies, like the radiation from the explosion was shooting through people's bodies. And it would happen to you now if you went to a certain place, like Chernobyl is still radiating. There's radiation going through us right now, but it's not as
Is there intense. Any place where you can't go because there's too much radiation?
Yeah.
Where?
There's a place in Australia where there's so much uranium under the ground that if you stay there for too long, it'd make you sick.
Just a bit sick?
A bit sick, yeah. And Chernobyl, I don't know if it's cleared up now.
I don't think so. No, it doesn't clear up. That's the thing.
Oh, it clears up. It does. It gets lesser and lesser. It gets lesser
over
and
like
lesser.
Thousands of years, no? Not a few decades, surely.
Like, yeah, I don't...
Can you buy it?
Buy Chernobyl?
No, a bit of uranium. Bit of uranium there if you're looking.
Yeah. Be expensive though.
But could you actually just buy it like?
I don't know. Maybe on the dark web.
Could you?
You could buy a rock that has uranium in it, but you couldn't buy
like a
straight
crystal.
Up. What's the distilled uranium? What's the cleaned uranium? Like when it's just pure uranium.
Powerade.
Like when it goes through a nuclear reactor and everything, but this thing that comes out the other end, the refined uranium.
It's just a big Marvel film.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a James Bond film.
When Marie Curie found out about this rock that had uranium in it, it also had another thing called radium. And she was using this radium to get rid of tumours. Like, if you left radium on your hand for, like, 2 hours and then took it off,
it'd
be a big black mark, it'd burn through your hand. But she was, like, putting it on tumours on people's heads and stuff, on kids' heads. And it was making it go away. And this was, like, people were drinking it. This was, like, in the 1920s and then the 1930s, man. There was a cafe called the Radium Spa. There was a spa called the Radium Spa. And you were putting all this in big loads of water. And people were getting in the water and just soaking in it. Because it was supposed to be a cure-all. It was, like, the miracle drug. When this came out in the 20s, it was like, what the fuck is this?
Deadly.
Give me some of this. Like, people really wanted to eat that shit.
Like Ozempic.
Give me a lick of that rock.
Everyone's on Ozempic now, and you'll see. Oh, so you'll see. Watch it.
You'll see. They'll be making fucking atomic bombs out of Ozempic next.
Joe.
Yeah, what?
If you were a pizza, now bear with me.
Okay.
Which one of the four new Goodfellas New York style range would you be?
I'd be the ultimate four cheese. Sophisticated, layered, a bit salty.
You're more like the fully loaded pepperoni you are. Intense, and you can bring people out in a sweat. Oh, do you like that? But look, whichever one you are, these pizzas are the business for a family night in. Goodfellas New York style range is basically the Big Apple in a box.
It's true. It won Product of the Year 2026 for a reason. Whether it's the fully loaded pepperoni, ultimate four cheese, or the sweet and smoky barbecue chicken. Any of the three varieties, darling. They're elite.
So get out there and pick them up in the freezer aisle or online across all major supermarkets. And remember, Joe, there's good and then there's Goodfellas good. Like Goodfellas good.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of O's, darling.
It is.
It's a lot of O's.
Goodfellas.
Good.
Right, you're recording now. You're back.
Yeah. We were talking about it.
No, actually, I don't think so. I don't even think my name was mentioned once.
I was mentioned once. Your name was mentioned once, but it wasn't about you.
Yeah, to say, now that Darren's not here.
Oh, it's usually how it goes. You think they're sound, and then you hear about people talking about you behind your back, and they're like, why am I always being so nice?
Would you like to know what people say about you behind your back?
Absolutely not.
I would.
Would you?
Yeah, because I don't think it would affect me too much. So I'd just be really curious.
It would affect me.
Would it?
Yes, because I think everyone likes me.
Oh, no.
Are you messing?
No.
Jesus, no.
No.
No. Oh, wow.
Oh, you think everyone likes... Oh, yeah. No, I'm only messing.
Let me prove that.
What?
They don't. Oh, stop. Yes, I'm mad at that edge. Any crack?
There was a fella that I used to hate growing up. I hated him.
Go on.
And
I hope it's a good reason.
He was a little bully. He was a bit of a, I'm a gawking
jock
you, whatever. And yeah, just kind of bully you and make a show of you. Tried to make a show of you in front of people, and you'd be too smart for him, and you'd say something back, and then he'd be like, what the fuck you saying? He'd try fucking start on you. And there was one day, me and my mates, he kind of cornered me. It was down the lane, and he was like staring at me.
What made you think of this, though?
Just someone that you hate, because I think it's
going. You're talking about uranium.
I was talking about uranium.
Then it's just bounced to this. How?
I thought we were. Are we done with the uranium?
Yeah, no, that's finished. Like, okay, but it's just like, where does this come from?
He's just talking about people liking you.
He's podcasting.
Right. Okay. No, I'm curious.
Let him podcast.
See his thought process.
So he was in a lane. I was coming out of the lane, and then he started on me with all his mates, and I battered him.
Battered him.
I felt like I had to. And I threw him around the place.
Like a rag doll. Phil.
Like I didn't know I had it in me. And I battered him and I gave him a few smacks and everything like that.
Did you feel like...
I felt so good about
it. Like Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
You know when he's in the... When Flash comes over and he's like... Just sees his punches going past him and all. And he's like... Huh.
I was like, jeez.
Did you feel like that?
But the whole time you're just...
Were you looking at your fists after it?
Look at my knuckles.
And everyone's like... Jesus, Joe.
And the cuts were healing and everything. I was like, Jesus.
Jesus, Joe, what the fuck did you do to him?
But the reason why I'm saying it is his ma and him, like he had to go home because he was bleeding and stuff like that. And later on that evening, his ma came up to my house with him. And knocked at the door. And my ma answered the door. And she goes, I couldn't hear what was going on, but I knew he was out there. And then my ma says, Joe, come here. I thought I was in trouble. And then when I went to the door, his ma said, he has something to say to you. And then he said, I'm sorry for like annoying you and stuff like that. I was like, oh, thanks, I appreciate that. And then we bonded over the fight and we were laughing over the fight and now we're like good mates.
I thought it was Barry Keoghan.
No.
It's Troy Parra.
No, he used to babysit.
I babysit him.
No.
Couldn't be punching babies now.
If anyone would.
Oh, jeez.
What?
If anyone would.
Oh, God.
And you're mates with him now?
Yeah. So I feel like sometimes it's cathartic.
Good knock.
Have a good fucking...
Have a good knock, get out of the system and then shake hands and then be bestos.
I said it to somebody before. I don't know if I said it to you, but I feel like fighting is very intimate. I think it's the closest that two straight men can come to having sex with each other. It's so intimate. It's so fucking... You are getting like... You are holding them.
Scratching each other.
You're lying on them on the ground.
It's kind of rough.
It's kind of hot.
It's not, but it's rough stuff like.
It's a little bit hot. It's a little bit hot.
Kind of rough. Scrapping each other.
I'm like, hey, what's going on here?
What's that there? Tickle, tickle.
Don't know what sort of fights I'm having. But you know what I mean?
Like,
it's really intense, it's really close, and it's really intimate, and you're vulnerable. Which is, I think that's, ultimately, that's what it is. Like, you are showing your most vulnerable sides.
I think there's something hilarious about people having a scrap.
It's so...
Like, two human beings, like...
Two men.
Two men, grown-ass men, in a pub, just in a sparring. Pub. In a pub beside the bar.
Oh.
Just having a go at each other, like, over what? The football? Because you're wearing a certain jersey? You're punching each other in the head. In the face, like.
What are you boxing
and
them
the
for?
Noise of it, like.
Oh, the thud.
Imagine just fucking your dad down the pub having a scrap. Not that I have one, but if I had a dad, I'd say be in the pub fighting.
You do have a dad. Everyone has a dad.
Not everyone.
Well, how would you exist if you didn't have a dad?
Well, some people don't have dads.
A biological dad.
No,
you
never had one.
You were just delivered by aliens in an egg.
Yeah.
You were hatched.
I came down like Superman and landed in a barn. Ma. Well, not me ma then.
Even Superman had a da.
No.
Did he not?
Yeah.
He did, didn't he?
No, yep. An alien da. It wasn't a da, it was like a...
Still.
Equivalent of a da, yeah.
Yeah.
Some...
Still like, a da.
Some alien da.
An alien da. And he was going around boxing the heads off people. Lex Luthor and the boys getting smacked down the pub.
I got battered loads of times when I was younger.
Did you?
Oh yeah, every second day.
Did you not stand up for yourself?
We talked about it loads of times, didn't we?
I used to find it intimidating when someone would say, stand up for yourself, hit them back. I'd be like, no, I'm really scared right now.
I was waiting on the 17A before in Finglas Village and someone just came up and clattered me.
Oh.
For no reason, never seen him in my life.
Before or after you
dig the fucking head on me.
What did you do?
Yeah. I choked him to death.
I murdered him.
No, I just took it. I was just like, oh. I just took it. Like, it was thanks.
Show me. Show me. Like,
thanks. He just hit me straight away. I was like, thank you. Thanks for that.
I can just imagine you going, like, you as a grown man just going, oh.
He was only 14. It was only 2 years ago. Punched me. I was like, thank you, son. Thanks for that, son. I needed that. How did you know?
Oh, man.
How did you know I needed that?
Oh.
That's hilarious. No, it's not. I'm sure it still happens to people, kids out there.
Yeah, definitely.
You're just fucking waiting on a bus and getting sparked.
Happy slapped.
Jesus.
Ah, yeah, but I thought about it. And that's all that matters.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the only thing that counts. It's just thinking about doing something good. But that's the crack anyway. What are you doing for the match?
Well, you didn't invite me to your fucking thing, so watch it at home, will I?
Thing. It's not my bleeding thing. Why don't you fucking go? Darren Conway's not going. You can just go and say his name.
I didn't even know about it until you rocked in telling me all the people that were going. Well, actually, no, you asked Darren. You're going because so-and-so's going, so.
At least I told you.
Was Calvin involved?
I overheard.
I think he said he was, yeah.
Was anyone else?
Wouldn't be seen dead.
I'd say Terrence was invited, but...
Protein bar.
Yeah, imagine all the lads that aren't in fucking Prague will be there. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Well, I hope it's a good one.
I'm even in two minds if I'm going to fucking go myself. David Mayward is talking to Jason McAteer, lad.
Jason McAteer?
Yeah.
From Liverpool?
I had a few people sending me on your Sky ads, Darren.
Hang on, is Jason McAteer from Liverpool?
Yes, he is.
Sky ads?
Possibly Birkenhead. Yeah. Just your latest ones about the match. Can I come in?
That's not for Sky. That's not an ad.
Is that not Sky ad?
No.
I just thought it was.
Because I had a jersey on there.
I took that as a Sky ad.
I need to fucking cop on.
Because I knew you'd done Sky. There you go.
No.
That's
Sky just so happens to be the sponsor on the jersey.
And as I locked the phone, I thought, jeez, if they make the World Cup, this fella's going to make a lot of money off Sky.
No.
Which they won't show the World Cup. Why would Sky be doing an ad for a match they're not showing? What's wrong with me?
Yeah, it was just about... I think it's just it's just your natural reaction.
Yeah.
When you see me, you're like, that's an ad.
Must be an ad.
Yeah.
Anyway, people are sending me,
I don't like that.
People are sending me that pure artistic content of yours.
Did you see this ad? And you're like, oh no, I'm doing an ad. Like,
I enjoyed it. That was what I was going to say anyway, before I made a film myself.
Thank you. On a whim, just a quick one.
Yeah, well.
Did you laugh out loud?
I think I smiled.
Yeah, no one ever really laughs out loud.
I did today.
What happened? Oh, AI dogs.
I sent you a video. I sent Darren a video of an AI dog dancing.
<They're> fantastic. I have to say, if it has any advantage, it's AI pets.
I'm telling you now, it's fucking...
Do you ever see the ones where they run into the bedroom playing the banjo? They the wake cats. The owner up.
Yeah.
And they're like... And then they're like, oh, what the fuck?
Oh, it's so good.
I sent him one today of a chihuahua. Or a Jack Russell. I had a, but like it was normal, but was dancing up on its legs, on its hind legs, and it just grew little tiny hands, human hands.
Oh yeah,
40 human hands.
Fascinating.
It was doing like Thriller at Michael.
It's doing like a Michael Jackson.
Just beat it.
I don't know why I found it so funny. The one that I sent him was a little chihuahua, but he was like a little chef, and he was carrying a cake, but it was like about to,
it's fucking cute.
It's about to fall, and then it did fall. Oh. But it looks so fucking real. Like, yeah, also, it doesn't look real at all. It's kind of like a dream. You know, so it's not weird. Real, but it feels real.
Like, you know it's not real because a dog can't do that. Do you know what I mean?
No, we can't. No.
It's not that it's AI, like, it's just like, it's so real looking, but you're like, that can't be real because doggy can't do that.
Doggy can't carry cake.
Doggy can't do a fucking... human dance, Michael Jackson dance.
No, doggy doesn't have human hands.
For sake. Doggy. He's
silly, like.
Doggy's stupid.
Doggy's silly.
Doggy can't do that.
Doggy cutie wootie, though.
Oh, I love him. Love them. Love all of them. Them AI dogs, tell you. Oh, brilliant.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Whoever makes them, they're very expensive, I hope you know.
To make.
Because
they fuck up the planet. What's it doing? Like, I'm not educated on that at all. Like,
well, there's massive computer, like big warehouses, like computers the size of a warehouse in Maid, let's say. And yeah, literally in Maid. And these are all data centers, but they're basically big, gigantic computers. And it takes a lot of power to create these videos.
Right.
And then it takes a lot of power.
So they're just connected to the internet.
Yes.
And it just so happens that like an AI video to make would really drain that. Energy, like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But if you were to edit a silly fucking photo,
it would take
your own stuff. Like, if you were to edit something on CapCut,
yeah,
it wouldn't be as bad.
Well, that's natural.
It's also AI, it just takes the biscuit, like, in terms of like,
yeah,
how it drains the energy.
I think I read something in equivalent. You might be able to get the real statistic, but a photograph is the equivalent of boiling a kettle, and a video is the equivalent. Of
boiling the bat.
Of running a house for the day.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, like.
So, an AI video would be like a fucking apartment complex.
No, an AI video is a house.
Oh, right.
You're like, oh, well, that's not too bad.
well,
like
then.
Like a 5-second video. Like that AI cat or whatever. That we're laughing at is like.
Is fucking up the planet.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it's fucking up the planet yet. I think we're going to move into nuclear energy. 100%. I'm 100% certain of that. And actually, we'll be in...
I'm 100%.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%.
All right, let's move off nuclear energy.
But look up the figures for how much AI is destroying the... How much energy it's causing. Because that heats the computers and it's actually cooling down the computers is what it's costing. So that's water and it's cooling the water. That's right. What takes the energy. It's basically a big fridge.
Fucking hell.
Right, wrap it up there, so.
Sound killer bullet. No bother, but thanks, pal. What episode? Right. Thanks very much for listening to that. If you like that, let us know in the comments. If you want to know anything about Joe. Ask in the comments.
Ask away.
And at all, let you know in the comments about all of that. And if you want to know anything else about Owen, just ask away in the comments.
Yeah.
And we'll answer them on the episode next week. Do you want to say goodbye?
Well, hang on.
Just see you later. All right, go on. Joe's checked out.
By the time this comes out,
she's probably lost.
Two matches.
Yeah, both of them. Dude, what happened? Let us know in the comments.